Emergency War Surgery. Emergency War Surgery 4th United States Revision. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 3. 1. Which type of event overwhelms immediately available medical capabilities to include personnel, supplies, and/or equipment? Mass casualty. 2. Which principle is effective mass casualty response founded on? Triage. 3. Which system sorts and prioritizes casualties based on the tactical situation, mission, and available resources? Triage. 4. How many different categories of triage are there? 4. 5. Groups of injured people who require attention within minutes to 2 hours on arrival to avoid death or major disability fall under which triage category? Immediate. 6. Which triage category would a patient be placed into who presents with a head injury requiring emergent decompression? Immediate. 7. Which triage group includes those wounded who are in need of surgery but whose general condition permits delay in treatment without unduly endangering life, limb, or eyesight? Delayed. 8. Which triage category would a patient be placed into who arrives with fractures or soft tissue injuries without significant bleeding? Delayed. 9. Which triage group has relatively minor injuries and can effectively care for themselves or with minimal medical care? Minimal. 10. Which triage group has injuries that overwhelm current medical resources at the expense of treating salvageable patients? Expectant. 11. Heavy stress patients should be sent to a combat stress control restoration center for up to how many days reconstitution? 3. 12. Which mnemonic should be used where resource or tactical situations allow for combat stress patients? Biceps. 13. What has transfusion medicine in the theater of war historically relied on and will probably continue to rely on in the future? Walking blood bank. 14. The majority of combat wounded will suffer non-fatal extremity injuries. How will these be triaged in general? Non-emergent. 15. All casualties should flow through a single triage area and undergo rapid evaluation by whom? Initial triage officer. 16. Who is responsible for overarching clinical management of the mass casualty response at Role 2 to 4 facilities? Chief of Trauma. 17. Who must each individual on the resuscitation treatment team coordinate the movement of their patients with? Chief Surgical Triage Officer. 18. Numerous authors have stated that, after the first 24 hours of a mass casualty ordeal, the activities of the care providers must be decreased by what percentage to allow for participant recovery and rest? 50%. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.